Felicia Kiesing, a biology professor at Bard College, wanted to know where people ran the greatest risk of getting Lyme disease, an illness spread by ticks. She knew Lyme disease-bearing ticks are carried mostly by the white-footed mouse, and she knew that kind of mouse thrives in small chunks of forest. That's because its predators need larger woods to live and have moved away. So Kiesing compared forest chunks of different sizes for tick populations. She found a lot more ticks with Lyme disease in small forests boxed in by houses or farmland.
On average, about 7 times as likely to encounter an infected tick in a patch of woods smaller than 5 acres.
Kiesing says the results send a clear message to town and village zoning boards weighing development issues. They should do everything they can to prevent the fragmentation of forests. Kiesing says her research doesn't suggest small lots should be cut down altogether, but new development could be better planned to reduce the risk of Lyme disease. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm David Summerstein.